Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, November 20th, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a slightly higher open, with S&P futures up 0.1% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mostly higher Asian equity markets overnight, while European equity markets are mixed in early trade. Bonds are softer, with US 10-year yields adding 2 basis points to 4.46%. The dollar is softer across the board, logging the largest losses versus the Japanese yen. Oil is up, gold is down, industrial metals are higher. Disinflation optimism and weaker macro data has put more traction behind the peak Fed and soft landing narratives. The market is pricing around 100 basis points of rate cuts in 2024, while the tightening of financial conditions in recent months have completely unwound. That dynamic is also prompting concerns that markets will once again prematurely price in a dovish pivot in the face of Fed resistance to an excessive loosening of financial conditions. In other news, China left its 1-year and 5-year loan prime rates unchanged as expected after keeping the medium-term lending facility rate on hold last week. Recent attention has turned to tight funding conditions in China, leading the Bank of China to make an outsized liquidity injection via the medium-term lending facility. Whether this leads to another reserve requirement ratio cut is a point of debate, with some arguing that the Bank of China's move diminishes the urgency for another reduction. Others still see a reserve requirement ratio cut in the fourth quarter, citing a tepid economy and the liquidity impact from the ramp-up in bond issuance. On the data front, German PPI was weaker in October, as expected, while the European Central Bank will publish its financial stability review later today. Due up on today's quiet US economic calendar, leading indicators, while among the companies due to post their results today, before the open, Agilent Technologies and Keysight Technologies. In corporate news, Coca-Cola, Euro-Pacific Partners, and Aboitiz Equity Ventures have agreed to jointly acquire Coca-Cola Beverages Philippines from the Coca-Cola Company for $1.8 billion. And there were a series of developments affecting OpenAI over the weekend, after the company announced that Sam Altman would depart as CEO on Friday. Later that night, President and co-founder Greg Brockman quit. On Saturday, The Verge reported that OpenAI's board was speaking with Sam Altman about returning as CEO. However, after the information reported on Sunday night that the company had named a new interim CEO and Altman would not be returning to the company, there was a final development as Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella tweeted that both Altman and Brockman would be joining Microsoft to lead a new advanced AI research team. In pre-market trading this morning, Microsoft shares are gaining more than 2%. Asian equities finished mixed on Monday, with Hong Kong markets unstitching much of Friday's losses to close near its highs of the day, following financial regulators and the Bank of China's signals late Friday that they were prepared to provide more policy support to the property sector. In regional news, Thailand's GDP for the third quarter disappointed as tourist revenue was not enough to offset a slide in exports. And India's government may extend rice export restrictions into next year, just months after rice prices hit a 15-year high. European equity markets are mixed in early trade. In European news, Belgian Central Bank Chief Wunsch has warned that bets on European Central Bank rate cuts could prompt rate increases if it undermines the current policy stance. German officials and lawmakers are preparing for painful budget cuts after a constitutional court ruled last week that the country's 60 billion euro off budget was unlawful. UK Chancellor Hunt will deliver his autumn statement on Wednesday and is reportedly considering a cut in income tax or national insurance in a bid to support households and boost the Conservative Party's standing in the polls. And UK Prime Minister Sunak will give an update this morning on the state of the nation's finances, with Sunak expected to use the speech to paint a more positive picture of the economy, paving the way for tax cuts. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.